Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Rees. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Sherrod. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Roy Sherrod. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal McCain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hal McCain. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Ruth moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up beyond first. Gehrig can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Kerr moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Reynolds scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod bunts in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Jimmy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Larry scores. Dickey moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman bunts towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to second. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simons bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-1 in the game. McCain is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherrod hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Combs reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rees takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Combs scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 3-2, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruth moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-2, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rees hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing left field. Luke Appling pinch hits for Hal McCain. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for John Kerr. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherrod covering, for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Garland Braxton now pitching. Willie Calm now playing third base. Herb Jeffries now playing shortstop. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Braxton covering, for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lazzari bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Chapman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Larry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simons, who is chasing the ball. Larry reaches third base with a triple. Chapman scores. Lazzari goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 10-2, Yankees. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dickey moves to third. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0-for-4 in the game. Sherrod hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. It's 11-2, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sherrod moves to second. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Braxton covering, for the out. Sherrod moves to third. Combs moves to second. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sherrod scores. Combs scores. Bird moves to second. It's 13-2, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bird moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Moore now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Byrd now playing right field. Ben Chapman now playing left field. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simons moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simons scores. Sissel moves to second. It's 13-3, Yankees. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Irv Jeffries. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. Tate goes all the way around to score. It's 13-5, Yankees. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Lyons moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Butch Henlein pinch hits for Jim Moore. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Lyons scores. One out. It's 13-6, Yankees. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-9, Yankees. Red Ruffing now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.